What does it take to launch a successful startup in America? Well, it helps to be white and male, and it helps if you live in California, Massachusetts, or New York, because more than 3/4 of venture capital goes to just those three states. But imagine if that investment were spread around the country more equitably. If Americans of varied backgrounds and living in different regions were able to access the capital that now flows to only those few tech hubs. That's the vision Steve Case lays out in his new book, The Rise of the Rest: How Entrepreneurs in Surprising Places Are Building the New American Dream. Steve is the co-founder of AOL and author of the bestseller, The Third Wave. In his new book, a number one Wall Street Journal bestseller, Steve travels the country to highlight businesses springing up in some unlikely locations and to argue that the future of the American economy demands a more diverse startup culture.
I'm Steve Case, chairman and CEO of Revolution, an investment firm based in Washington, D.C. I'm also the co-founder of AOL and the author of the new book, Rise of the Rest. Carter Malloy was born into a farm family in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Like many young people in the region, he saw opportunity going in one direction, away from his hometown. So after college, Carter moved to San Francisco to pursue a career in finance. When his job started to focus on farmland transactions, Carter became focused once again on the land of his childhood. After several months, he hatched an idea to create an online platform that would connect investors with farmers who had land they wanted to sell or to find investors to expand. Carter didn't launch that company from a cushy office in the Bay Area. Instead, he recognized the importance of being in a farming region and moved back to Fayetteville. Carter launched AcreTrader in 2018 and has never looked back. AcreTrader now employs more than 150 people and recently raised $60 million to accelerate expansion. AcreTrader is just one of the many stories of entrepreneurs building companies in unexpected cities across the country. I've traveled to more than 50 cities and logged more than 11,000 miles on a big red bus to prove to policymakers, entrepreneurs, and also to coastal investors that it is not only possible to build startups outside of Silicon Valley, it's critical. Startups are responsible for all net new job creation. And without them, it's hard to understand how communities, often facing the crippling decline of other industries, don't feel left out and left behind. Making sure more people in more places can be part of the innovation economy is critical if America is going to continue to lead the world in innovation. And it also could help bridge some political divides by starting to close what is now a huge opportunity gap, which depends largely on where people live. After spending much of the past decade traveling the country, I decided I had to write my new book, Rise of the Rest: How Entrepreneurs in Surprising Places Are Building the New American Dream. I wanted to share some of the dozens of stories about companies on the rise and cities being renewed. And my book attempts to explain how we got here and how we might fix it. Number one, talent is equally distributed, but opportunity is not. 75% of venture capital goes to just three states, California, New York, and Massachusetts. That leaves the other 47 states to compete for just 25%. It wasn't always this way. In the 1980s, we had a more distributed innovation economy, where companies like IBM, Dell, Gateway, Sprint, and AOL were spread across cities all around the country. Over time, tech started to concentrate in the Silicon Valley, and a cycle emerged where the Bay Area's network density led to a brain drain in the middle of the country, as a lot of people felt compelled to move to the coasts. Rise of the Rest is about taking action to stop the cycle of dollars flowing to the same type of people for the same type of ideas in the same types of places. I've invested with my firm Revolution in more than 200 companies across 100 cities. And in essence, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. At the end of the day, Rise the Rest is an optimistic vision of the future, whereby the coastal tech hubs will not fall, but dozens of other cities will rise. Number two, startups are responsible for all net new job creation. Supporting them is critical for our economic future and could help bridge the growing divides in our country. People in the middle of the country feel left out and left behind. And that's not surprising, as the innovation economy has not offered sufficient opportunities for them or their children. By focusing on creating startups, we can start to change that. Cities need to focus on what's next, seeding new companies, versus spending all their time trying to lure existing companies to move. In order to do so, we also need to create national, state, and local policies to support startup ecosystems. Everything from policies like the CHIPS Act, which authorized money for regional tech hubs and more R&D spending, to state tax credits for investing and university programs focused on entrepreneurship, to public-private partnerships to establish places for entrepreneurs to gather and exchange ideas. They all can contribute to creating a more level playing field for entrepreneurship. Number three, the pandemic was a tipping point for the distribution of talent and capital. The genie is out of the bottle. A lot of people have decided to rethink where they live and how they work, and that's fueling a boomerang of people returning to Rise of the Rest cities. And investors have gotten used to meeting entrepreneurs via Zoom, so are now more open to investing in startups in other parts of the country. Last year, my investment firm Revolution did a report with PitchBook that found that 1,400 new venture firms have launched over the last decade in cities outside of the Bay Area. As a result, more entrepreneurs now have access to the money they need to start and grow their startups. Number four, placemaking is here to stay. Cities will continue to find new ways to differentiate themselves to attract talent, focusing on cultural amenities such as music and food, building new parks to promote outdoor advantages, launching new forms of transportation, or offering financial incentives, including payments to move or rental credits. Cities that used to compete for companies are now competing to be a magnet for people. State and city policies will play a role, whether it's taxes, economic benefits for the first-time homebuyers, or social policies around hot-button issues that may attract or disincentivize people from moving to a particular place. Number five, the entrepreneurial future must be inclusive. Today, female founders get less than 10% of all venture investment dollars. Latino founders get less than 2%, and Black founders less than 1%. This has to change if we are going to remain the most innovative nation and create a more inclusive innovation economy. This is not only right, it is also smart, as study after study confirms that diverse leadership teams produce better financial results. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy my Rise of the Rest book.
Thank you, Steve. That was Steve Case with five big ideas from The Rise of the Rest, how entrepreneurs in surprising places are building the new American dream. You might also like our book bite for Launchpad Republic, America's Entrepreneurial Edge and Why It Matters. I'm Michael Kovnet. Thanks for listening.